from KQED.
California has been preparing for this moment for a long time.
We know that we must have climate action. And the action starts right here with us.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed AB 32, the state's landmark global warming bill, in 2006. He set an ambitious goal to cut California's greenhouse gas emissions 30% by 2020.
To get those kind of reductions, every sector of the economy has to pitch in. More than 300 businesses, including manufacturers, power companies, and oil refineries, will participate through cap and trade.
So what exactly is cap and trade?
Let's start with the first part, the cap. Up until now, businesses haven't had to worry about how much carbon they emit from burning fossil fuels. Now there's a limit.
It's a little like musical chairs. In the first few years, there are enough chairs for everybody.
Businesses can put out about as much carbon as they have been.
But then the chairs start going away.
The cap on emissions begins to come down.
Nobody gets thrown out of this game. All the businesses just have to squeeze onto fewer chairs.
The government could tell each company how much it's allowed to pollute, but California's doing it differently, by creating a market. That's where the trade part of cap and trade comes in.
So we've got some poker chips here.
We went to talk with economics professor Severin Bornstein at UC Berkeley. He's an expert in energy markets, and he took us through a little demo.
So Lauren, you're running a refinery. Molly, you're going to be running an electric generator. Let's say it's a natural gas-fired power plant.
So each of these poker chips is a ton of carbon, maybe?
Could be a ton of carbon.
Okay.
And each one is standing in for one allowance, which covers one ton of greenhouse gas emissions. And you need to have enough to match the amount of greenhouse gases that you emit. If you don't have enough, you have to go into the marketplace and buy them.
Molly and I each have a stack of Monopoly money and some poker chips. Both of us have plants that emit greenhouse gases.
And then after a while, you're going to have to make some decisions. Are you going to go out and buy more allowances, or are you going to make some change in the way you produce your product that reduces the number of allowances you need?
I'm going to update what I'm doing here. I'm going to spend $500 and
And that's going to
update
reduce
my technology.
Yeah, maybe there are six more zeros on the end of that. So, looks like you got a few extras there.
I've got some just three allowances I don't need anymore.
So I decided I'm going to maximize my profits. I'm just going to refine a lot this year. And I've got, let's see, one, two, three. I've got 10 poker chips here for my 10 tons of carbon that I'm allowed to emit. But I actually think I'm going to be closer to 15.
So you're going to have to go out into the market and you're going to have to buy some allowances. Luckily, Molly's one of the sellers who you could make a deal with.
So let's see, I'll charge you $5 Monopoly dollars.
Do I have any other options?
There is one other alternative. You can go out and you can find some project that has actually reduced greenhouse gases, for instance, by planting trees. And those offsets count just the same as allowances.
So businesses have three choices. They can reduce their emissions, they can buy these allowances on the carbon market, or they can buy offsets. Bornstein says the market will create some flexibility for businesses.
We want to reduce the amount of pollution, in this case greenhouse gases, but we want to do it in a way that isn't too costly to the economy.
No one's really sure what the price of carbon is going to be, and that makes businesses nervous.
I am very, very worried about this program.
I talked with Dorothy Rothrock from the California Manufacturers and Technology Association, which represents about 700 companies. Her members are concerned that cap and trade will put them at a disadvantage to companies outside of the state, and Rothrock says the costs will eventually be passed on to consumers.
It's not like they're suddenly going to see a big bill in their mailbox the next day. But the cost will be coming, and there won't be a lot we can do to stop it.
The price of gas may go up.
California has taken steps to minimize this impact. At first, nearly all of the allowances are free for businesses, and some of the proceeds from the carbon market will go to communities hardest hit by pollution.
But in a down economy, businesses are saying this isn't the time.
So why is California doing this now?
Sea level rise, forest fires, drought.
I talked to Emily Reyna with the Environmental Defense Fund, who says if we don't cut emissions now, the impacts of climate change will be even more expensive. expensive in the long run. That's why it's important for California to take the lead.
If it's done right here in California, which I believe it will be, then, you know, it can be a real model for the rest of the country, the rest of the world.
On Wednesday, all eyes will be on California when the carbon market opens for the first time. I'm Lauren Sommer.
And I'm Molly Samuel, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.